Absolutely. And that's and that's the funny thing is here it's thought as blending fodder. It's not, you know, doesn't get the respect it should.
So we're mostly going to be talking about Syrahs. However, the first wine is Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yep.
And as you'll see, the next few wines will all be. So the firstly, fundamental Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. In 2017, Joey launched Fundamental Wines by Joey Tempest. It was chosen because he fully reflected the brand's philosophy to make fundamentally sound, straightforward wines that over-deliver for the price on every level. Sourced throughout the Central Coast. The color of this wine is a beautiful, deep red. On the palate, or excuse me, on the nose, we've got lots of fresh fruit, lots of berries, lots of leather, and we will taste it. On the palate, beautiful. It's got leather, it's got graphite, it's got fruit, it's got tan structure, it's moating. And then the finish just seems to go on and on. And we'll be back.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. A slow willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead of roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and Maury was finishing up his thoughts on the Tinsley Fundamental Cabernet Sauvignon 2021.
Thank you, Bob. Again, beautiful wine, a little different from the style of the things we've had today. I thought it was lovely. I think it would go nice with, again, a charcuterie board or some steaks. I really enjoyed it quite a bit. Denise, what'd you think?
This wine is really interesting. When I originally poured it in the glass, and the nose for me was salty, like the sea. Like, where is that coming from? And thinking, wow, that's really interesting. I definitely didn't expect that. It was a little earthy. It was a little metallic. And then I tried it, and I still really had this salty, mineral, and fruity palate. I was just so confused, but pleasantly surprised at the same time. And then I let it sit in the glass, and now that we've come back to it sometime later, it's opened up nicely. I like the tannins. It's a little more full-bodied. I think the mouthfeel has definitely improved, and it's got a really nice finish for me. So I agree with you. Honestly, I would do a skirt steak or something like that with this wine. Mm-hmm. I would move on from the charcuterie and probably really enjoy it, especially with the salty, mineral, earthy.
Garlic sirloin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Garlic would be good.
Yeah.
The one thing I did notice for me, though, at least right out of the bottle, and it really continued, is the nose was a little bit muted, much more than I expected. I really, offenses this morning that are still sleeping, but I just found, like, compared to everything else, I got very, very muted nose, almost non-existent.
Really?
Justin?
I got like a summer day, fresh mowed grass.
Hot, oh, you did light, mention that earlier.
Motor mm-hmm. oil right after you right. turn the mower off.
It's because he used to drive a line drinking wine. So that's, you know.
Why not?
I plead the fifth.
Yeah, you should
that.
See. You know, like, you know, when you see like the football field and like all the lines are perfectly straight. Yeah, his were not.
Justin's. Not.
My insurance company said don't comment on that. On the palate, I got huge, bold fruit, spearmint, and the finish was really hard to articulate, but it was like kind of vibrating. It would alternate between oak, and bright fruit, and then faded off into oak.
Okay.
It was vibrating?
Yeah.
I am very aroused.
Okay, then. Yeah. Well, it's got a very pretty nose. That
it does.
I get a lot of berries, blackberries and cherries, like dark black cherries on the nose. And on the palate, I'm with you. I got that. I don't know if it's saltiness or if it's just that minerality.
Mm-hmm.
It's like sucking on a stone. You know, it's you're getting the minerality out. But,
like
but
when you kiss the Blarney stone,
yeah,
like that.
But it's
and you
but
like
it's
it.
Got everything else going on as well. I mean, that's that I get up the front.
You're a brave woman. Yes. I like that.
Yeah, not with COVID going around here. Yeah, sure, that's where you caught it. The Blarney stone.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. The minerality is all front, palate, teeth, tip of the tongue. But on the back, you get that ripe juiciness. You get all that fruit, all those cherries, all those, you know, there's a whole, there's a little bit, there's still a little bit of that graphite, that earthiness in the mid palate, but, you know, it's so well balanced. All I'm thinking is how much I wish I had a steak right now. Because that would, you know, a slab of garlic or wine right now. Yeah, I'd be a happy, happy camper.
Even so, a nice burger.
A nice, yeah, a really nice, big, thick burger.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit of blue cheese on it. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, this is extremely well done. So we're going to be giving the Tinsley Fundamental Cabernet Sauvignon a well-deserved 4 sips.
Classified.
So that takes us on to our next wine, and we're going to have Justin tell us about that.
Okay. Our next wine is the Tinsley
Syrah. Yeah.
Vineyard 2022. 10%
Vineyard, right?
The Tinsley Syrah Turner Vineyard 2022?
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
The vineyard is located in the Santa Rita Hills Appalachian and is known for being the coolest climate in Santa Barbara County. And the color on this one is a dark ruby red. On the nose, I got like this hot pot restaurant. They have that spicy broth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now you're ruining me because now I'm waiting. Now I'm wanting that and the steak. Damn it.
But, you know, before you put all the seafood and the meat in or anything, the palate, it's like very ripe fruit. I'm getting fresh baked bread and toasted oak. The finish, it's really nice, like, very sweet fruit on the finish back palate. What did you think, Maury?
Well, actually, this was one of my favorite wines of the day. I found this wine to have a big fruity nose. I thought it was delicious on the palate. It was full-bodied. It was mouth-coated. It was fresh. There was lots of ripe fruit. I agree with you. There were some bakery notes. And then the finish for me just went on and on and on. I really love this. And I could eat. It's a food wine. I could definitely enjoy almost anything with it. But I really enjoyed it. I thought it was extremely well made. I thought it was bold. I thought it was full bodied, full palated. 14% ABV is not for the faint of heart. And I think it's an excellent showing. It was, as I said, my favorite. Bob,
it's
what
quite
you think?
Pungent. Oh, yeah. Formidable scent. Stings the nostrils.
In spite of the fact that he can't pronounce Syrah, he hit it. I mean, it does remind me of the hot pot place we go to, that spiciness. I mean, it's got a beautiful spiciness on the nose, fur, and just, oh. But on the palate, the fruit is all there. It's mouth coating. It gets the whole mouth, the top, the bottom, the back, under the tongue, everywhere. It's got a very great mouth feel to it. It's like chewy. You know, it's got a really good feel to it. I mean, some of the notes that I got from some people, they were saying brioche and toasted notes. I'm not picking any of that up. But just stewed red fruit, a beautiful mouth coat to it. Just the right level of acidity. I mean, it makes your mouth water, but it's not just overly done. It's beautiful. This one I really, really like.
Yeah, I agree. I'm glad you concurred. Denise, what'd you think?
Yeah, well, it's hard to follow all of you because just great descriptions all the way around about this wine. I looked at the notes and talked about white and black pepper, but I definitely get that on the nose and it's really nice. I mean, it just comes through so nicely for me. It was a little drier than I expected. I saw, you know, mm-hmm. it's a Syrah and you know, and the nose was great, even though it was pepper on the nose. And then on the palate, it's a little bit drier, but not unpleasantly so. I really enjoyed it. It's got a great mouthfeel. I think I would actually agree with Maury that it could be one of my favorites. There is one that we have not reviewed yet that's really interesting to me. But this one is really pleasant, really nice, and would definitely go back for another glass.
Yeah, I agree with you, Denise. I mean, I like nice Syrah. They are definitely underrated and underappreciated from the United States. There's a couple producers that I've been enjoying their Syrahs from, but this is just, you know, a level of yeah. in terms of the others. Well, I have no idea the price point, but
I got to meet Mr. Tensley at the New York Wine Experience, and the passion the guy has for Syrah was palpable when you talked to him. And I said, thank you. You're the only one here who gets it. I mean, just really, really
there's
great.
Some nice Syrahs coming out of Paso.
Yeah.
And I have some, and I've actually recently done a tasting that I hosted of some Paso release based blends, and they were
oh, there
they
was,
were very
was there?
Well received.
I guess my invitation must have been last in the
mail. Must have gone. Mine too.
Okay. So it was while you were out at Napa.
So
they didn't want to hear my Elmer's glue notes and
oh.
the gems I bring to right. our audience.
We're going
to
rate the Tensley Syrah Turner Vineyard 2022 a well-deserved four sips.
That's classified.
So that brings us to our next Syrah from Tensley, which is the Tensley Syrah Tensley Vineyard 2022, planted in 2011 by Oliver Tensley. The 2A Estate Vineyard is located in Los Oviedos and has great sun exposure and sandy soils. It's got a nice dark garnet color to it. It's got a nice rim. Very pretty. On the nose, very fruity, dark, like dark berries, dark fruit, and a little bit of just, it's blown off a bit, but it was a lot of, there was a lot of black cherry in there for me. Let's see on the palate. Again, some of that dark strewed fruit, blackberries, a little bit of raspberry for me, and that cherry still leaps forward for me. Pretty little wine. What'd you think, Maury?
Yeah, this is a very nice wine. I agree with you. I found the nose to be a little more prominent when we first poured it, but it's it was muted then and for muted. These are this one and Cabernet were the two that I found have a little bit muted noses. But other than that, I thought it was very nice. It was pleasant on the palate, not quite as big as the previous wine that I really enjoyed, but nonetheless, very well made, very enjoyable, and a very nice illustration of what the Central Coast can do. I really enjoyed it. Denise, have you any thoughts?
Yeah, no, this is, here we go, another great wine. But now I think these last two for me are getting very interesting. I love the herbal notes on this wine, both on the nose and the palate. I'm a fan of that. So I really enjoy anything that's got, you know, herbs or flowers or without being too sweet and too fruity. This has a great mouthfeel. I get it on the sides of my tongue, which is really interesting and pleasant, and it allows it to have a longer finish than I had anticipated. Mm-hmm. So I'm really enjoying this wine.
It's got a good mouth.
As we move along, it's really getting fun.
It's got a little more finesse and style. It's not. It's a little bit more feminine, delicate, and less in your face than perhaps some of the previous wines.
And it's opened up a little bit that I almost get a little bit of, really, for lack of a better description, some barbecue smoke. Just a tiny, tiny hint of it on the finish. And that's, again, they're just evolving and getting more interesting in the glass.
Well, we've got one wine left to go, so let's move on to that one. We're going to be rating the Rye Tinsley Vineyard, a well-deserved three sips.
Interesting.
Thank you.
Bordering on four for me, but... So we're going to have Denise tell us about the last one, which...
Is the Tinsley Syrah Coulson Canyon Vineyard 2022?
Yep.
So the vineyards at Coulson Canyon rest at an elevation of 1,400 feet with warm, windy days and very cool nights. And as I mentioned earlier, there was the most interesting wine for me of the day is currently in this glass. And on the nose, I first thought, wait a minute, where are the herbs? Why is there so much rosemary? How amazing is this? And then I tried the wine and I wrote my notes, all caps, cloves with an exclamation. Mm-hmm. Where did the cloves come from? And the strange part for me is cloves and grapefruit. And I thought, wow, what a combination. On the palate, there's dates, there's figs. It has a nice medium finish. I really enjoy this wine because I find it so incredibly interesting on the nose with all of the herbs and the fruits and everything. Justin?
I think this wine would pair perfectly with like a Davidoff Connecticut, nice light cigar. And these flavors will cut it. So it's like you're enjoying the cigar for the first time every puff. So what'd you think, Bob?
Was the wine of the day for me. Mm. I mean, it's got everything going for it. It's dark red fruit. It's got umami on the nose. Mm-hmm. There's that rosemary. There's that herbalness. I wish we had some more time. We're getting to the end of the show, but this one, they hit this one out of the park. This one's excellent. What do you think, Maury?
Well, it's interesting. I initially thought it was an excellent, just like the rest, but it wasn't out of the park. But now that I've revisited it, and even poured some fresh wine, I'd have to concur with you. It's fresh, it's bright, it's bold, it's big, it's got lots of fruit, it's mouth coating. It's definitely my style. It's definitely my wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. I've definitely revised my rating from initially thinking a 3 to concur with the rest of the group. I believe everybody's thinking 4. I thought it was great. I thought it illustrates his style and his attention to detail.
This is a Syrah you can enjoy with a big steak. I mean, this thing's got some body. It's got some flavor. So, fantastic. So, we're going to be rating the Tinsley Syrah Coulson Canyon Vineyard a well-deserved 4 sips.
Fine.
Keep them like that, Mr. Tinsley, and we will be happy to keep buying them. So, not a bad tasting.
Morning. No,
think?
Not
These
at all.
Californian wines. So good.
Yeah. Good show. So thank you, Denise, for joining us today.
Thank you. This was wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you, Maury.
Another amazing day in the damp, dark, drippy basement. Thank you.
And thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Bob. Good time.
Well, that's all we have for today. I want to thank everybody for joining us and remind you that life is too short to drink bad wine. And fortunately, we didn't have to do that at all today. So
no.
It's a good day. Where'd I put that? West Coulson Canyon.
That's, yeah, don't lose that.
That's the one that I need right now.
Mm-hmm.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsuds.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a 110 Ham production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.
Thank you. Greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia. Diverse, independent, yours. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC.